Four male students gathered around our microphones in their cafeteria to discuss school life. Senior John Sontag has been focused on preparing for college, telling us that's been the biggest challenge for him, but he still juggles his social life in between.
You definitely can't filter out the social side in high school because it's mostly social with all these people, but there is a certain point where you have to, like, keep separate your work and your friends because trying to mix those two doesn't exactly work sometimes.
What about social media? What's that like for you?
Social media, I personally try to stay away from as much drama in social media as I can, but sometimes there's just no avoiding it. It's definitely a real challenge for a lot of high school students, I think.
What other student behavior do you witness?
It's kind of hard to witness a lot of student behavior because there aren't really cliques anymore. Like you used to, you'd see shows on TV and you'd think, oh, there's the jocks, there's the nerds. Not so much anymore. Everyone is kind of intermingled into one school community, so it's not as clicky as it used to be. So
there's still got to be that one student out there that feels like an outcast from time.
That's the thing. I used to feel that way personally, and I know a lot of kids that used to feel that way, but you see, the thing is, when you're an outcast, there's definitely other kids that are outcasts, and then you just band together and make your own friends.
Behaviors, it's hard to explain behaviors because everyone acts so different in high school. There's people that act really mature and then people who act completely childish.
Lakeshore junior Ryan Franco is trying to find a balance between keeping his grades up and thinking about what he wants to do in the future.
What about this balance of what you're trying to accomplish academically and prepare for your future and then have a social life and dealing with your online lives?
Well, having a social life sort of like intermingles with it because high school you need to have friends because they like help you get by. And then finding that balance is all about keeping your grades up and not trying to like give up on school and keep trying.
What about the drama of social media? Does it affect you at all?
Not really affects me. I don't get involved in drama. There's no point to it.
You're going to find out either way in school. You're going to hear stories in school. Some of them are true, and that's the problem with social media.
Matthew Tim is also a junior at the high school. He tells us he's very busy because he plays in three sports.
I think my biggest challenge is time management. I'm a three-sport athlete. I have a job, you know, trying to keep my grades up. I have an older sister who did very well in school, so I have a high expectation from her. So it's very difficult to balance everything that you have to do in one day, planning it out and just trying to get everything done.
What would your advice be to somebody else?
I think it's just all about learning how to do it yourself, because once you get out of high school, it's all on you. You're off in college. Your parents aren't going to be there to wake you up in the morning. They're not going to be there to tell you you got to go to work, you got to go to class, you got to get this done. Everything's independent. So we're getting to that age where it's really up to you to learn how to manage your time.
While juniors and seniors are thinking ahead to college, it's a little different for freshmen. Zach Evans is winding down his first year in high school. He says it was most challenging just getting to know the teachers and classes while balancing sports and academics.
During different seasons, it's more like busy than others, and grades, they've been pretty steady, but just balancing the two out has kind of been a challenge.
What's working for you right now?
I just basically go to my friends if I need anything, and my parents help along with it a lot, and teachers too. But with sports, I kind of just focus on one thing at a time. Like, if I don't have a game or anything, I focus on school mostly, but when it comes to like practices and stuff, that's basically when I stick to one thing only.
What about the social side of it now that you're in high school?
In high school, people are a lot more mature than in middle school, and with social media aspect of it, people aren't as cruel or mean on social media, and you just gotta be nice to people. You're all in the same place, you're all in the same school, you're just gonna have to get used to it.
Evan's advice for future freshmen: relax and you'll get through it. Reporting from the Lakeshore cafeteria, Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.